Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Nicole. Can I start out with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, the reservation code is 2511-0601-0015-5561.
Okay, let me just pull up your file really quick. Is this Ridgefield Veterinary Hospital?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And am I speaking with Jordan?
Dr. Dan, yes.
Okay, Dr. Dan, sorry about that. Okay, perfect. Dr. Dan, have you been working with somebody here before, or?
I'm sorry, ask that question again.
Have you been working with somebody here before?
No, I've never. I don't think I've ever talked to you guys.
Okay.
If I have, I can't remember.
Okay. Let me just confirm some info from you, and then I'll answer any questions that you have, okay?
Yeah.
Is the address over there 722 Danbury Road?
Yes, 722 Danbury Road, right.
Okay. And if we get disconnected here, what's a good number for you?
I'm at my home right now. It's 203-743-3257.
Okay, perfect.
I'll give you my office number.
Okay.
In case you have to reach me there, which is 203-438-2658. I'll be at that number all day tomorrow.
Okay, and that's the office number. Okay. And, is the veterinary hospital, what's the structure of it? Is it a LLC, S-Corp?
It's an S-Corp.
It's an S-Corp. Okay, perfect. And I have the email for here for you as jrdvet@aol.com.
Yes. We have another one, but that's my personal one.
Okay, is that a good email for you, though?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Dr. Dan, so we have many programs here depending on your specific needs, so why don't you kind of tell me what you're looking for, and I'll put you in the right direction.
Well, we're getting a new digital x-ray department, and it's worth over $100,000, and all of it is taken care of except one item, which is a new x-ray table. And, I really don't want, we're going fairly slow lately. I don't want to in any way interfere with our cash flow. And the table is about $17,000.
Okay.
Say the rest of the things are all taken care of. But so I'm looking for a loan for the purchase of the rest of the equipment.
Okay.
I'd like it as long as possible, so it makes sense for us.
Okay, perfect. Is the table the only equipment that you're looking for?
That's the only piece of equipment. The rest of it is all paid for.
Okay, perfect. So our equipment financing loans go, the terms are generally between 2 to 5 years. And these are, you know, your more of your traditional loans. So it's monthly payments, and they start in the mid-single digits. So they start around 4% and then go up from there. So you're looking for as long as possible.
Well, yeah, I think so, because as long as we can pay it off early
without yes.
any penalty. Yeah, I am, because, you know, we're a little bit slow now. I don't want to put any push on practice. And that's about as good an explanation as I can give you. It makes sense for us economically to do that.
Okay, no, yeah, that makes perfect sense. And you can definitely pay it off early. There's no penalties here for that. And you said the x-ray table is $17,000. I'm assuming this is new?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just getting some info on the piece itself. And what do you have, you know, like a vendor or somebody that you're purchasing this from already?
Yeah, we actually what the arrangement is that we deal with a very large commercial laboratory called Amtech. And they offered a special incentive for us to stay with them and send all of our outside lab work to them rather than to one of their competitors. And in exchange for that, they will put in a very expensive radiology suite and without any expense to us except for just the one item, a table.
Okay.
$17,000. So that's the deal. And we'd like to do it. It'll make us a little bit more competitive and bring us up to a certain current standards.
Okay, perfect. And when would you need this by?
I'm sorry?
When would you need it by?
I don't have a specific fixed date. I just would like it within a reasonable period of time. There's no deadline right now. The sooner we get it and get it in and fixed up and everything, the easier it'll be on us to deal with it. So, you know, we would like it. I don't know how you guys work this and what your schedules are like and how
okay.
it works. But if it happened 2 weeks from now, it would be okay. And if it happened 2 months from now, that wouldn't be as good. But it could be that could be worked on.
Okay, that's no problem. So do you have a quote that shows how much the table will be?
Yeah, it's $17,000. I've got that. You know, we have an invoice from them.
Yeah, perfect.
Located because I haven't done anything with it for a long period of time, but I can certainly get you guys a copy of the invoice that shows the table and shows the rest of the stuff on it.
Okay, that's no problem. That's exactly what we would need, just so we can see, you know, the exact cost of it. Have you looked into financing anywhere else? Have you went to your bank or anything like that?
We've done some financing several years ago with Can Capital, and we paid off a substantial bill with them, and
mm-hmm.
it was for a number of purposes, and we got rid of it finally, but it was a lousy experience where they would take so much every day out of our checking account. Gave us very little wiggle room to do other things. So
mm-hmm.
that's the only one that I can recall. There's nothing that we have any obligations on the books or any borrowing or anything at this point.
Okay. And the rest of the equipment for the new, you know, the new part that you're opening, that was all paid for through Amtech, correct?
Yeah, the deal. Yeah, it's the deal is we're still sending stuff to them. We do it anyway, but it just was a very convenient way for us to get something that was very very expensive and up to date, and it turns out to be a wonderful deal for us.
But that's awesome.
I just was reluctant in a slow period for us to put out $17,000. It's not that much money, but it can interfere a little bit.
Okay, that's no problem. Yeah, so we will get you, you know, our terms are 2 to 5 years, so you'll have, you know, we'll get you a long term, but give you plenty of time to get it.
Yeah.
How would you rate your personal credit?
Terrible. And there's a very ready explanation for that, whether that makes any difference or not, but I have a very, very close friend, actually my best friend, that was railroaded by legal authorities. He made a lot of enemies as an attorney, and they managed to illegally put him in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And he had two small kids and a wife, and all of a sudden, and this is all going to be reversed for whatever reason. That doesn't have any bearing on what you guys do, but as a matter of interest,
mm-hmm.
His case is going to be heard. They're going to wipe it out completely. We know for sure anyway. For a period of time, he had no income, and his family didn't have any income, and so I took on the burden of taking care of them. And in order for me to achieve that with paying lawyers, et cetera, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
It was a real tough dance to perform, and I was using credit cards and whatever cash flow we had, et cetera, and so a lot of stuff went by the bait race on it. And on top of that, then my wife got cancer, and I don't think I have to go any further, so explain it to you, but it's I used to have really good credit in the 700s, and
mm-hmm.
I think it's somewhere high 500s, low 600s, whatever.
Okay.
And that's going to stay that way until his situation has changed and I get reimbursed for what I did for him, and then I will be clearing up all the bills. But that's in short how my credit situation is. And if this is conversation is based on a good credit score, I'm wasting your time.
We have problems that work with credit tiers, you know, A to D, so that's not a problem there.
But other than that, the credit at my office, I know, is okay.
Okay, perfect. How long have you been in business?
Are you sitting down?
Mm-hmm.
I opened the practice in January of 56.
Wow.
And I'm still practicing full-time. We have two part-time doctors, and I put in between 30 and 40 hours a week still.
That's amazing. Wow. And you said you are the 100% owner over there?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. 100%. Okay, so in order to move forward and get you an approval, I would need a couple documents from you. We would need the one-page application. I would need, don't worry about writing this down, I'll send you an email with it. So.
Email it to me, please.
Yeah, so I would need the one-page application, 6 months of bank statements, and your most recent tax return.
Okay,
and then the equipment, the invoice that you have, so we can see the exact cost.
And what you need to do is obviously send me that information,
mm-hmm.
and so I can get started on it.
Yes, so I will send you an email as soon as we get off of the phone, and it will have the application attached as well as just the list of documents that we would need from you. Once you get them into me, I will get your files submitted, and we can have an answer for you within 48 hours.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I'll look forward to receiving the stuff, and it'll take me a few days to get it organized, but that sounds good.
Okay, perfect. When's a good time to follow up with you about everything if I don't hear anything back from you?
A week.
About a week from now?
Yeah.
Okay, so if I don't hear anything back, I'll give you a call probably next Monday just to see how things are going and your status.
Yes. That'll be enough time to get it all together.
Perfect. The email will have my direct dial on it, so if you have any questions, you can always call me or you can reply to the email and I can get back to you that way.
Okay, that's great. Sounds okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Dan. I will talk to you soon.
Okay, dear. Thanks a lot.
Bye. Have a good day.
Hey, you too. Bye-bye.